so much then for the symbolism of the cremation grant. And against this background, against the background of the cremation grant, there now rises a mysterious figure, the figure of the Dakini, the celestial maiden. And it's to the figure of the Dakini, the celestial maiden, that we now turn. The word Dakini is derived from a Sanskrit root meaning direction, space, sky. The masculine form of the noun is Daka. Dakini was rendered into Tibetan, when tantric texts were translated into the Tibetan language, as Kaduma, which is usually translated again from the Tibetan into English as sky walker, walker in the sky, walker in space. Empty space represents, as we saw some weeks ago, absence of obstruction. Space therefore represents freedom of movement. If space is absolutely empty, you can move freely in it, in any direction. So the Dakini represents, we may say, symbolizes complete freedom of movement. The Dakini, or the Daka for that matter, is not really someone who walks or flies in the sky, in space. The Dakini, or Daka, is someone who enjoys complete freedom of movement. Space or sky represents mind in its absolute aspect. So the Dakinis, or the celestial maidens, represent that which moves about freely in mind. So what is it that so moves, that moves about freely in mind? In absolute mind, what moves about are the energies of the mind itself. The Dakinis, we may say provisionally and poetically at this stage, are the thrills or tremors of emotion that pass quivering through the mind, or that rise up indeed from the depths of the mind. We'll go into this in a minute. In developed tantric Buddhism, especially in its Tibetan form, there are said to be three kinds of Dakini, or rather three orders of Dakini, and they represent three different levels on which the Dakini principle, as we may call it, is experienced, some higher, some lower. First, there's Dakini as female Buddha form. The enlightenment principle, Buddhahood, we know, in Buddhism, was usually represented under the form of a perfect human body, usually sitting cross-legged as though in meditation. And the body was usually a male human body. But there's no logical reason why it should be male rather than female. And in this case, the case of the Dakini as female Buddha, it happens to be female. We'll be dealing with this kind of Dakini as female Buddha, in our last lecture, when we speak on the symbolism of the five Buddhas, male and female. Secondly, the Dakini as embodiment of one's own upsurging energies. This is the kind of Dakini with which we're mainly concerned tonight. Thirdly, Dakini as spiritual companion. We said something about this kind of Dakini last week, when we saw that she represents the esoteric tantric form of the third refuge, that is to say the refuge in the Sangha or spiritual community. So these are the three kinds of Dakini: female Buddha, one's own upsurging spiritual energies, spiritual companion. But a fourth kind of Dakini is also sometimes mentioned. This is Dakini as prostitute. And in modern Indian languages, in some modern Indian languages, Dakini is the common word for prostitute. And obviously this represents a sort of warning of what may happen if tantric principles are misunderstood and misapplied. Now, at the very beginning of the series, it was emphasized that the Tantra is concerned, above all, with direct experience of what one really and truly is in the depths of one's being, concerned with direct experience of what we can only call, just using a word, reality. But this experience, the experience of oneself, contact with oneself, in the depths of one's being, this is not easy to obtain. Experience of reality is not easy to obtain. And what holds us back? Lack of energy. To achieve this experience of ourself, experience of reality, requires a tremendous charge, almost an explosive charge of energy, requires all one's energy. So the question arises, where is one's energy? Where has one's energy gone? For the most part, we have to admit, our energy is scattered, dissipated, allowed to leak and drain away, submerged, so that we have to admit that there are energies rather than energy. So all these energies, these scattered, dispersed, dissipated, leaking away energies, have to be gathered around one, gathered together, have to be conjured up from the depths, have to be merged into a single stream. And these energies are the Dakinis. The Dakinis are these energies. Now, one could say much about Dakinis in this sense from a psychological point of view. One could expatiate on them at length in very Jungian, perhaps pseudo-Jungian terms. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do something rather different.